and not all at the same time. She was really upset about it. She complained and complained, and no reassurance on my part could appease her. One day, Jennifer and I were going through a box of old pictures and came across all my childhood pictures that my mother had kept for me. Jennifer was very interested in these old photos, one more so than the others. The particular photo that caught her attention was one of me with an extraordinarily goofy grin on my face, oversized front teeth, and the two on either side of them missing. As she described it, I looked like the ultimate geek. She flipped the photo over, and there in my mother's beautiful handwriting was Betty in fourth grade. My daughter rolled on the floor with laughter. With a better understanding that a picture is worth a thousand words, I gathered up my childhood photos, arranged them in a year-by-year chronology, then had them put into one large frame. I hung this array of photos in the hallway outside her room. My daughter visited these photos quite often over the years, most especially when she was in her teens. I have no doubt that they helped her accept that with each year comes a new and different look, and perhaps helped her gain a little tolerance for all the changes she was going through, both physically and emotionally. At least I'd like to think so. One day when she was in the 10th grade, my daughter asked, "Mom, when you were a sophomore, did anyone ask you to the junior-senior prom?" I thought she was warming up to ask if she could accept a date to go to the junior-senior prom. But when I replied, "No, no such luck," she remarked, "It probably had something to do with how nerdy you looked in that phase." Then, upon reviewing an assortment of other photos of me during my high school years, Jennifer remarked, "Mom, you sure did change a lot from year to year. How is it possible to be so cool one year and nerdy the next?" Adolescence is like that. So many changes inside and out. Different looks, different feelings. What Jennifer learned and wants you to understand is that much of what you see and how you feel during the teen years belongs to a stage of development, albeit an intense one. But keep in mind that all of us, at every stage in our lives, are in a constant process of changing. Most of us may like our appearance a great deal one year, and the next only so-so. Or we may be quite happy with the results of one stage and wish we could skip other stages altogether. Maybe right now you are going through a great phase, one in which you are healthy and happy and feeling good about yourself. Maybe your body feels energized rather than lazy from all the growing and hormonal changes going on. If so, great. But if you aren't feeling quite like Cinderella at the ball, remember that it's just that, a phase. Just ask your parents. They know from experience. I'll bet they have some photos of themselves, much like those Jennifer discovered of me. Photos that showed them in various stages of looking hot, and in Jennifer's words for me in 10th grade, nerdy. We all change, especially in the teen years. As Jason, one of Jennifer's friends, said to me, "I look totally different than I did just 3 months ago, because then I had a decent complexion, and now it's oily and zit-ridden. Then I had a great physique. Now my body parts look like they don't belong with the other parts. Now, from one day to the next, my emotions are all over the place. Everything is changing. I'm looking forward to the time when the real me will stay around long enough for me to get used to." For Jason, it may be a while. He just turned 15. But even though adolescence is a time of many changes, and some of them, like extra oily skin, you'd like to do without, there are some things you can do to feel good and look great while your body is moving from this stage to the next. This practical health, fitness, and beauty guide can help you look and feel attractive, inside and out, as you go through the tumultuous time of adolescence, and help you answer questions that practically every teenager asks. What's with my ever-changing emotions and feelings? How can I understand them, much less cope? How can I look great all the time, even when I'm feeling not so with it? How can I feel self-confident and sure of myself when I'm not as attractive as others? How can I fit in, be one of the cool kids? What is the best way to care for my skin and hair, especially now that it's extra?